presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings defensive end Jared Allen, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Look at this crowd that we got here at Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes, fourth floor, Mall of America.
They must have thought Greenway was going to be here today.
Hey, speaking of Greenway, we can start right there. He was totally ripping you last week about your haircut.
You know what? And you know what people that do that? It's usually because they're mad at themselves. Yeah. So he's deflecting. Dude cut his hair like 3 weeks ago. You know what I mean? And now that it's starting to come back, all I did is I had to go in because, as everybody knows, I'm balding, you know? And so my sides were so thick and puffy that the top looked kind of weird. So I just went in.
I thought it looked tremendous, actually.
And I went in for a shaping. I told Lady, I don't want to lose any length. I want to keep my curls. See, you guys can all still see the hair coming out the back of the beanie. But I need it to flow. I need to do something with it. So she took the thinning shears, thinned the sides out, thinned the puff out, you know, shaped it up, and it's great. So
it's a fine line because either you got to just shave her down or you just got to go so ridiculous that it's awesome.
For example, like the mullet, you know what I mean? The mullet is great because it's over the top. Gross.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying? It's like so loud that it's quietly awesome. You know what I mean? And I call it like the ugly shaggy dog syndrome where you go to the pound and everybody's like, oh, look at the puppies. Oh, yay. And you know, dad's thinking, oh, great. This dog's going to crap all over my house. So you go to the next one and you're like, oh, look at the cat. And then you realize like, oh, cats aren't that cool. And so you move on to the next one. And then finally there's just like this mangy 13-year-old dog that's like he is fighting the needle so bad. And you're like, oh my gosh, look at that gross
hideous,
god. So you walk one more time around and next thing you know you're back at the ugly dog because there's just something about him. He's so gross that he's cute. And you take him home and he ends up being the greatest dog ever.
This is how I got married, to be honest with you on that one. So honestly, let's be completely honest with this. Greenway, it wasn't his decision more than likely to cut his hair. I'm sure that Jenny had something to do with it.
Oh, most likely. Yeah. Just as, you know, Amy was like, what are you doing with that? It looks gross. You need to figure this out.
Right.
However you're going to rock it, figure it out. Because the whole, like, whatever this is, you know, not working.
You didn't punch anybody in the wiener today, did you?
No. I didn't know that the PFT thing was going to get picked up, but... You know, I didn't get a fine for it, obviously, because the commissioner knew I was joking. They all saw me laughing.
Right.
But, you and Ray, obviously,
with the history.
Yeah, well, they know. They asked me about how, you know, they asked me about Sue, you know, stepping on the guy. And, you know, I said I was probably crossing the lines. And then he threw in there, well, look, there's a video of you punching a guy in his crotch, you know. So I started laughing, and I explained to him. I gave Ray ample warning.
Right.
We were standing there before we kicked the field goal, and I told him, I was like, listen, if you run me over, like I know you're going to, you're getting punched in the wiener. That was the exact conversation we had.
Just know this, yes.
And I'm not a liar, okay? I don't like to lie. So he ran me over, and he was sitting there on top of me, so I gave him a little flick in the old crotchal region just to let him know. Hey, let's not do this again.
You know, the funny thing is because for whatever reason, I don't know if they knew this was going to happen because the camera got, like, the greatest shot of you smiling from ear to ear right as you just tap him. I thought it was great. I thought it was great. That's awesome.
We had a good laugh about it on the field, and it really was like, ah!
Hey, how about this? Speaking of another conversation that you had on the field, it was late in the game. You and Tim Tebow had a little conversation. What was talked about there?
Oh, he was just talking about. He works out in Arizona, so he was talking to me about that. You know, because I live in Arizona, and then he, I don't know, he was talking about some sort of play. He's like, oh, you got lucky when I sacked him and I dropped the ball. And I was like, lucky? Holy smokes. Because you were running out of bounds and you just threw a hook shot over your head to a wide open guy. Let's not talk about lucky here, Hoss. and so that's all it was. Good banter back and forth. Seems like a nice guy. But if you would have told me he was going to beat us throwing the ball, I would have bet some serious coin on that. And oh, wait. We decided not to cover anybody, and leave and not tackle anybody, and they had their way with us to kind of in that second half, and so that sucked.
No one would have saw 67 points probably going into that game would be scored total
Yeah, yeah, no, the over-under. The over-under would have... so people in Vegas do not like us right now. They do not like the Vikings.
Hey, I saw this on the sideline. Guy Fieri was there on the sidelines. The guy from Minute to Win It. He's also in the, what is it, the dives and diners and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was in town, and he was cooking for Hutch over at his house.
Yeah, I know those guys are friends. I don't know the guy.
Yeah.
Little too bleach blondie spiky like wristbands for me. I don't know. I never can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay, now that I brought this up, how much I can't stand. And if anybody in here has it, that I'm sorry, but that sucks. The dudes with the leather wrist straps.
Oh yes, the Falcon trainers.
Oh my goodness, what is that for? What do you? Is there like a NORAK war going on? Do you have an axe that you're going to wield at somebody?
You never know that you could give out a whistle, and all of a sudden a falcon just lands right on there.
And how would that be? And again, another problem I have with country music. A lot of my buddies in country music wear them, and I also make fun of them. I'm like, a wristband. Really? You're just rocking a wristband and a leather, you know, thing on your wrist.
Right.
And I, come on. What is this?
You're not even trying, really.
75 different necklaces, like the layered look. Like, too much.
Yeah.
Too much
is
going
there's
on. Oh, and then the silver rings. Yeah. Oh, my. It's like, are you kidding me?
Their arms
must weigh 15 pounds each side because it's like, oh, hold on, I've got my rings on.
Well, the funny thing is that when you see them on the bus, they're sitting in mesh shorts, you know, and a pair of, you know, just regular sneakers, and they're playing video games, and all of a sudden they go up on stage and they have all this bling.
It's like Transformers, dude. Like, each one of my fingers has to have a different skull metal thing. I was like, this is country music, not Slayer Uncut, dude. Chill out.
Hey, so no.
So yeah, that the whole like, that drives me nuts.
Well, bringing up the Guy Fieri thing, and I know that this isn't something that you would normally do by any means, but everybody has that Tommy Topper moment where people are like, well, yeah, I got this guy in my contacts. Who's the ultimate Tommy Topper that you have in your contacts? Somewhere where you even I can't believe I got this person's number.
Oh, you know who it used to be?
Who?
Before he quit emailing me back, Michael Bolton.
No.
Yep. Wait. So at Tahoe a few years back, it was the July right after I got married. Amy and I were there, and we were at the Rascal Flatts concert. So
yeah.
I like to geek out on celebrities because I think it's fun, but it's always like the ones that you don't know. So Carlton was there.
No way.
So I totally was
You're talking about Fresh Prince.
Yeah, Fresh Prince Carlton.
Yeah, yeah.
We're at the concert, and I'm like, oh, Carlton, this is awesome. Let's take pictures. Woo! And Amy saw Michael Bolton exiting stage left. And I was like, dude, I know he's playing in the Tahoe tournament. If I see Michael Bolton, like, I'm totally going to sing When a Man Loves a Woman.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm doing it.
Oh, no.
So I get back from playing my round. There Michael Bolton is talking with Amy and my my buddy's wife, who's also named Amy. And she was like, oh, there's my husband. He wanted to say something to you. And I just broke into song. And I was like, when a man loves a woman. And, dude, I just rocked it. And
is that a favorite that you have for your karaoke? Because
I pretty much celebrate his entire catalog. All right.
Well, now that you can go with the hairstyle, too,
so,
you know, you got it all.
So, you know what? We laugh. I tell him I'm a big fan, you know, being half serious. And he gives me his email. He gave me the studio number. Like, anytime you or your family want to go to a show, you let me know.
Wow.
Done. Emailed him, told him I had a great time, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I thought we were cool.
Right.
So I'm thinking, hey, me and Michael Bolton, we're pretty cool.
Meanwhile,
right?
He went and changed every damn number.
Because he emailed me back, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's cool. So he's on Dancing with the Stars. And they had some, what was that, the America's Got Talent thing or whatever,
oh,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Or I don't know, something like that. Well, the dude won it by rocking When a Man Loves a Woman.
Okay.
Dude dominated When a Man Loves a Woman and won $1 million with it, right?
Yeah.
So me, thinking it's funny, I wrote Michael Bolton another email, so kind of cyber-stalking him, you know? Like, come on, it's cool.
We're tight.
I'm just like, hey, dude, was watching America's Got Talent and some dude just dominated When a Man Loves a Woman. Of course, not as good as I did.
Right.
You know, hit him with the LOL. Obviously, he didn't laugh out loud because.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, good luck with Dancing with the Stars. I wasn't watching Dancing with the Stars. That evening, he got kicked off from Dancing with the Stars.
No.
And I never got an email back.
You completely diss Michael Bolton, and it's over.
So I've deleted that from my contact list.
Hey, saw Brindley on the field after the game. Is that the first time that she's been down?
Yes, it was her first game. So we, you know, got down there, got to take a little family picture on the field.
That's
so that
cool.
Was pretty cool. The little Vikings uniforms. So that was pretty sweet.
That helps keep everything grounded. I mean, all things considered, you got 14 and a half sacks here. You've recorded your fourth safety, which is an NFL record. Anytime you guys want to applaud here, that'd be good. That ties a record there. You got four forced fumbles. You got four fumble recoveries. You're 2.5 sacks away from 100. You're in your eighth season. Does Canton know your suit size?
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to, you know, we'll see. I'm just going to take it year by year and see if I make it that long.
Let's say you could choose.
Like, to get to the Hall of Fame, you got to play like 15 years, I feel like. And, like, to think about playing another 7 years.
You're only halfway.
Yeah, it makes me want to jump off a cliff. honestly, there's been certain goals I try to reach. Getting to 100 sacks would be a huge thing for me. That's a, it's kind of a mark as, you know, defensive ends when you watch the league. And you know, it's kind of a prestigious club. And, you know, now that I'm getting close, obviously I want to be in that. But, you know what, if one day, you know, people vote me into the Hall of Fame, that'll be years, years down the line. I don't think I'm there yet, or I don't even know if I will be. I'll leave that for other people to decide. I'm just trying to have fun playing ball.
If you could choose between Super Bowl ring, Hall of Fame, which one would you pick?
Super Bowl ring.
Without a doubt?
Without a doubt. I think that's the ultimate goal for this. It's a team game. So the ultimate goal, the reason we play is to win a Super Bowl. You look at it and, you know, it becomes – I think Hall of Fame becomes an afterthought to guys who didn't win Super Bowls. Like, at least I'm in the Hall of Fame, you know?
Right.
But I think if you asked any of them, they'd all be, first and foremost, you know, say they wanted to win a Super Bowl, or probably their proudest moment is when they did win a Super Bowl.
Probably makes punching a guy in the wiener a little bit more frightening, too, if he's got the Super Bowl ring on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You want that. I got to ask you, your stance, bows and ribbons on presents.
I was listening to this the other day.
I'm against it.
I don't like them because bows don't bother me because they're just stick-on ones. Boom, yeah. Put the bow on.
Well,
it's
sometimes
cool.
They tie them all up.
Yeah, and I don't like the ribbons when it's all tied together. It makes it so hard. And then, you know, I don't know what it, like, there's sometimes people send you gifts with nice ribbon. So I just start ripping it off. And Amy's like, no, I want to save the ribbon. I'm like, what do you mean? Like,
For what?
What are we doing here?
We might actually.
For me, I would just put the presents underneath the tree without wrapping paper.
I think you're just trying too hard when you're putting ribbons and bows on there because, okay, if the present isn't that nice, then just hand it to me. Put it in a gunny sack.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, just put it in a bag.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, yeah, it takes too much time to get through. And here's what I'm not. I am not a card person.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, dudes, be honest with yourselves. Are cards that tight? Because then you don't know how long you're supposed to keep them. Right. Well, do I have to keep the holiday card till the next holiday?
But then I got a
shelf full of other people's pictures on my wall that I'm like, tight. And then you read the message and it's like, oh, great. I love you too, Graham. You know?
Yeah. Basically, if a check for money doesn't fall out of it when I open it up, I'm probably not going to read it.
It's awkward because you don't know the proper length of time. And then if all of a sudden they come to your house and your length of time doesn't match up with their length of time, now you're the jerk
because
you didn't keep their card up.
How insensitive.
But they're the jerk for putting you in that situation.
And ultimately, it's what Hallmark wrote. It wasn't what you were thinking.
Thank you very much.
I mean, if it was some kind of like great soliloquy or you put in some kind of great rhyme or something like that, I might keep it.
That even drives me more crazy when someone buys a killer, a card that has a saying on it, and then they use the blank side to write like a ginormous paragraph of how they're feeling. Yeah. Send me a text, send me an email, dude. I can respond to that. But I already was like, oh, this is a cool Hallmark card, and now you're trying to one-up Hallmark? Why didn't you just fold me a piece of paper in half and mail it to me?
You know, there's nothing worse than having to buy a present for somebody that you hate. But
why are you buying presents?
Well, no, because you're forced into it sometimes, you know?
Like family members.
Yeah. Family members, of course. Yeah. But you know what? So there's a couple of them here. There's some gift ideas. So if you're here at the Mall of America, for crying out loud, we're fourth floor, Sky Deck here in the Vikings country. Some ideas for you, okay? Something if you hate somebody, it's just a nice little subtle way to get them, you know, just rib them a little bit. Any kind of hair removal kit, especially if it's like for nose hair removal. For man or woman, that one is a nice little dig.
Yeah, but also very useful if you have nose hair issues.
Well, yes, but basically you're pointing that out, and that's probably not going to make them all that comfortable when they open it up in front of everybody else.
At first, but then they'll thank you later.
Ah.
See?
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe. How about if you got a single friend? Especially if you have a single friend that's a female, you get them Brides Magazine, and then with a little note that says, I think this is your year.
See, now that's just being mean.
Well, no, these are for presents for people you hate.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe.
Or you can light a bag of dog poo on fire and set it on the doorstep.
Well, there's one that I think is a great one. Someone gave us this one. I absolutely love this one. Get them a subscription to a dirty magazine, but then put their neighbor's address on the subscription. Oh. So that way, every month that it comes in, they got to walk over and, I think this is yours.
Just disgusting.
Just something horrible.
Just judging. Just the neighbor's just like, yeah. Listen, this is a family cul-de-sac. Family cul-de-sac, pal. One more, you're out.
Hey, we got more coming up here at Vikings Country. Jared Allen's hanging out with me here at the Sky Deck. We got a great crowd here this week. We still have coming up on the way. We'll do our scouting report.
Nice.
We'll talk a little bit about the game that's going to be coming up. Probably not all that much.
No, but no.
We got more coming up on the way right here on The Fan. Vikings Country, we're at the Sky Deck Sports Grill in Lane's fourth floor, Mall of America. Happens here every Wednesday at 6:30. Jared Allen is hanging out with us this week. Next week, it'll be Chad Greenway. Next week, it will be on K102 station.
Big time.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the big station there.
You're going to feel right at home then, won't you?
Probably not, no. Yeah. I never really feel all at home.
Yeah,
I get uncomfortable, lights and all this stuff. You know how much I absolutely hate the spotlight. I hate to talk.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely like a background guy.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anyways, then, next topic. Awkward.
Hey, fans, Pro Bowl balloting is now open. You can go to NFL.com/Pro Bowl and vote for your favorite Vikings players, like Jared Allen, 14 and a half sacks this year and having just a monstrous year. Adrian Peterson, maybe Chad Greenway. Vote today and vote often. Through December 19th, you just go to NFL.com/Pro Bowl. So we got the Detroit Lions this week.
Yeah, you know, and they're on a bit of a skid. You know, they think they've lost like five out of their last seven or something like that. So hopefully we can slide on in there and steal our third victory. Our only goal right now, I'm going to be real honest with you guys as fans, because I feel like you guys have been really cool to me since I've been here, and I appreciate that. And I thought you guys were awesome at the game, because the Oakland game was suspect. Like, it was quiet as like a church mouse in there.
Yeah.
But the Denver game was awesome. You guys were loud, intense, and, you know, we blew it again. But our goal right now is not to be the worst team in Vikings history.
Yeah.
And we need to win two games.
One win to tie it, yeah.
One win to tie it.
For the 1984 team. Yeah.
That's our motivation. So stick with us. Cheer us on. Hopefully that won't be it. Because honestly, I don't know what I would do if I was on a team that was the worst in an organization.
Yeah.
I might have to reevaluate my career, my life choices, and where I'm heading if with football professionally.
Oh, great. That means you're going to call me up and be like, hey, you guys need an extra one on that morning show?
You guys need a disc jockey. I'm out of work. But, no, I think we can go in. I mean, Detroit, I mean, it's Vikings-Detroit. It's always a good game. I mean, they got some talent, but they're obviously struggling. You know, they're one of their best defensive players will be out. So, you know, I think it's right for the picking, and we can go up there and get things done.
Now, Jeff Backus, who you'll be going up against again, I think last time, what was it? Oh, yeah, three sacks you ended up getting the last time you guys played September 25th. That was a disappointing loss in that one, only because you guys had the 20-0 lead in the first half, and then that's where things started to kind of go, uh-oh, what's happening with this season? But with Jeff, he's an 11-year vet. He played with Hutch, right next to Hutch.
Yeah.
At Michigan, did he ever give you any kind of like good stuff to like kind of get under the guy's skin or anything
nope.
like that?
No, and Backus doesn't really talk. I don't think I've said more than maybe two words to the guy in the going on 5 years I played against him. I played against him my last year in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Literally, I think we shake hands at the end of the game. It's like, all right, cool. Like, later, dude.
Nice.
See you later.
Sweet.
So, there's not a whole lot being said. He's kind of a quiet guy, you know, but yeah, it's going to be a good challenge. You know, I don't like going to Detroit. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's gloomy. It sucks. Everything's brown.
Yeah.
And then there's snow on the ground. It's like brownstones everywhere. And I'm like, awesome. Like, I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
If I had to live in Detroit, I think I'd just drown myself in the river that was across the way. And I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just depressing when I go there.
Yeah.
You know, there's two cities. Like, I don't go out to eat or don't do anything. It's Detroit and New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah. New Orleans looks like I'm driving through a third world country every time I get off the plane. I'm like, oh, flap jacket. I'm trying to get down. And, you know, I'm like, ah, crap. I can't carry my gun here. This sucks.
Scouting Report, it's brought to you by Sports Authority, the official apparel partner of the Minnesota Vikings. Calvin Johnson, talk about this guy. He's just such a beast. He's like your size, but can you jump through the house and the guy can run like crazy?
I guess a mantra or motto that, if someone's nickname nationally recognized by everyone is Megatron,
right?
unless you have someone on your team whose nationally acclaimed nickname is Optimus Prime.
Right.
You got it. We're gonna have to triple cover that guy. He's kind of a beast.
Yeah. Oh man,
he's pretty good. So that dude makes some ridiculous catches, and you know what? It's actually, as a fan, I enjoy watching. Which unfortunately, not when they're playing against us. So, but I think we got something for him. I like what New Orleans did. They wouldn't treat him like it was punt coverage.
Right. Yeah.
We're gonna put two guys out on the gunner. Let's jam them up. You know. So. I'm all for, if we're going to lose, let someone else beat us. Let's not let that guy beat us.
Well, that's kind of the plan, and that's what most offenses do when they're teaming up against you. You know, they look, let's stop him, let's chip him, let's throw everything we can at him. So probably another one of those games, they're trying to protect their quarterback again this week.
Yeah, those are always fun. You know, the way to beat that, though, is honestly like, is playing with a lead. So when we've been playing these close games, you play with a lead, it's hard to get teams to spread out and get into those situations. But somehow, some way, we'll find a way to get it done. I'll find a way to hopefully get to the quarterback, and maybe we'll come back here against New Orleans with our third victory. I am confident. I'm confident. I'm tired of losing. You know how depressing it is not having a victory Monday? I've never had to work this many Mondays in my life.
Have you ever eaten meat out of anybody's pants?
No, are we talking like 2 weeks, professionally or personally?
2 weeks went by, and every time, it's always a story out of Florida, it seems, every 2 weeks, someone hides meat in their pants, or they try to steal something in their pants, whether it's snakes or lobsters. The guy in Florida does this. He steals 4 steaks and 2 candles. The guy's just trying to find a little romance, and they arrest him.
And they put it, and he puts it in his pants.
Puts it in his pants.
Hey, you know what? See, that's why I couldn't be a cop. I'd be like, really? Really? You just
the candles were a nice touch.
They were. See, that's easy class. The guy has feelings.
Right.
Like, okay, I'd be like, now I know what a tube steak is, obviously.
Why did I know that was a bad idea, bringing up that story with Jared Allen here in Vikings country?
I guess it's the only place you can put things and then try to hide it. I mean,
yeah, sweaty meat from your pants.
Yeah, what I don't understand, if I was in a situation where I had to steal meat, you know, maybe a squirrel.
This has been Vikings Country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Jared Allen has been presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor of Mall of America. Listen for Vikings Country with Jared Allen Wednesday nights all season long right here on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.